Well, Ty Loftus, sitting here speaking with State Representative Judge Strom, who's been in office since 2018. And first and foremost, Representative Strom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's kind of warming up.
It is a little bit. I've been going around asking people questions, qualifications such as that, past experience. You've been in office now for 8 years. So as opposed to, qualifications things such as that, just kind of talk about some things in the past 8 years that you've kind of learned and what may, qualify you to be to get people's votes next Tuesday.
Well, I tell you, it's 8 years has flown by. It's interesting when you look at what we've done as far as, qualifications for coming in the beginning. There's 100 people, give or take, a few less than that in the House of Representatives. And we cover the whole gamut. You've got insurance guys, banker guys, farmers, ranchers like me, firefighters. Those qualifications are, you're a representative of your people. And people that I disagree with wholly, I always have to realize that they represent the people that sent them there. It might be Broken Arrow, might be Woodward, might be, here we're Bartlesville, District 10, Pawhuska, Winona, Avant. And as far as qualifications go, I was born here, grew up here, and lived here my whole life. I've been a rancher, I've been a farmer, I've roofed houses, I've been a firefighter. I've lived in this community my whole life. District 10 is an agricultural industrial district. We build things, we grow things. The people. Even when I was running the first time, I met people that I'd played football against in Nowata. I didn't know them, hadn't seen them in years, but you know the neighborhood. And I think when you're looking for a representative in government, that's the biggest qualification, is that you represent the people that you're going down there to work for. And now, as we look forward 8 years, one of the most important things to consider is the idea that the Oklahoma government, if you want to look at it this way, is a $36 billion corporation with 300 agencies, boards, and commissions. So you have everything from the Department of Cosmetology to the Department of Education, just agencies that run a few hundred thousand dollars a year to $1 billion a year. I'm the chairman of general government, so I'm over the auditor, inspector, the treasurer, the military, over the Legislative Service Bureau, and one of the big things I'm over is Oklahoma Management Enterprise Systems. And, this last year, I was able to pass a slate of bills that protected billions of dollars from waste, fraud, and abuse, and it's the kind of thing that I couldn't have done 8 years ago. And it's the kind of thing that I tell people, someone else wants to step in and do the job I'm doing, they don't even know, they couldn't point to OMES on a map. And that's the kind of thing that experience has brought. Over the years, you learn how the government works, and then you learn how to fix it. And that's one of the great things that I look forward to next year, is to continue the work we've done in protecting tax dollars and, protecting people's investment in their government. We've been able to provide a more effective, more efficient, smaller government for the state of Oklahoma and Oklahomans than we've had in quite some time. And it's been a lot of incredible work, and I'm glad to have been a part of it. I look forward to continuing to be a part of it and to be able to do what we've done. It's really been, I would say, historic. We've cut the size of your government from 54,000 employees to 32,000 employees, and we're still providing more services. We've pulled money out of apportionment. We have to explain that. A barrel of oil, you tax, and $5 goes here, $2 goes there, $3 goes there. Well, some of the places that money was going, they don't do what they did in 1950 or 1960. So we've looked at that, and we've pulled that over into the general revenue fund, and we've appropriated those dollars. So it looks like we're budgeting more, we're actually using less or using it better. And that's one of the things we've done. We've cut the size of your government, and employee-wise, we've cut the size of your government by our physical footprint, by being able to do more with less. We've been able to provide historic investments in education. We passed teacher raises and provided more resources to education. We've taken this state from number 46 to number 6 or 7 in the safety, of effectiveness, efficiency, whatever the on roads and bridges and transportation, roads and bridges, highways, county roads, all of that. We've been able to go through and replace old bridges and then lay better roads on top of that. I have in District 10, I have the largest county with the most road mileage, a smaller county that's financially more set, and then I have Nowata County. And each of those have very different problems to address. Each of those have different needs to address. There was a time in Osage County where you might have one deputy on the road at night in the biggest county in the state. We've worked to give grants to the Sheriff's Department to be able to do better at the jail, have more people on patrol. We've been able to help Nowata County get more gravel on the roads where we needed it. You know, we've been able to help in Washington County on different projects that are very different than the others do. But ultimately, those are the things that we've been able to do, things that someone that steps into office for the first time has absolutely no idea of the scope of the job. You think you just go down there and push buttons, yes or no, vote yes or no, but you really get down to the nuts and bolts of what do the people that I represent need? What did you send me down there for? And so being born here and raised here, I think I've really got my finger on the pulse of what that is. I've created many, many relationships with people all over the district, from my school superintendents to my fire chiefs to my police chiefs to my, you know, my city managers, and we meet, we know each other. What do you need? What can we help you with? You know, what do we need to stop doing? What do we need to change? And part of that is I recognize at this point, you know, state government is that very thin level of government between the federal government and your local government. You know, we don't all work together in the same room, but what is our responsibility? You know, you send your tax dollars to Oklahoma City, and what service do you expect for those? How can we provide it as well as possible, as effectively and efficiently as possible? And that's one of the things about being a rancher is I'm not a W-2 employee. I guess, partway from my state job, but I have to write a check every year. When you write someone that check and hand it over the table, you really start to pay attention to what am I getting for my tax dollars? And I certainly don't send a dollar to Oklahoma City for someone to tell me how to live my life or, you know, what I can and can't do. I want a good road. I want, my street being patrolled at night. I want a good school down the road for my kids. I want, if I dial 911, I want to know that a well-equipped and well-trained fire department's on the way to save my life and livelihood. I mean, those are the things we look at. So those are the things I've worked on. And the things that I've worked on the most are what my neighbors, my friends, the people down the street have told me, this is what we need. This is what we don't want you to do. You know, this is what we do want you to do. And it's not my own personal wants and desires or my dream of what things should be. It's what the people of District 10 have wanted. And that's part of the reason I went down there was we were having issues with rural fire departments and getting federal funding through the state. Well, my representative, who was a great man, that just wasn't what he focused on. You know, DEQ, our Department of Environmental Quality, was kind of focusing on our little rural water districts and saying, you're not doing it right. We're going to close you down and we're going to fine you. Fines don't help. Tell us what we need to do. Teach us what we need to do. Help us. Give us assistance to get that, you know, clean water delivered to my home with good pressure. And that's a lot of what we've done. We've worked on the Labor Commission to say, how can we provide safety and security in the job place to match federal standards? How can we help you do that versus do we just fine you into doing it? You know, DEQ's the same way. How can we come and help you make sure you're doing things right? And I think that's what people wanted more so than being punished by the government. And so we've worked really hard on that. And I'm every year we get done, you're proud of the wins. There are some things that come up that you're a little frustrated with, but with 100 different representatives from all over the state and 50 senators, you know, we don't all get what we want all the time, but that's part of it. And, you know, people say, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to fight. Well, I've had a lot more success with convention, you know, go in and say, here's a problem we're having that I would like to fix. It would also benefit your people if this was fixed. And people say, you know what, I'm with you. And we've been able to do some really incredible things. Now, most of it is just not sexy. It doesn't make the evening news, you know, when you do, it's that, you know, that warm feeling you get is about all you get because it's not going to, you know, it wasn't a fight. It wasn't a turmoil. It wasn't something that we're going to, you know, we'll be back at 10 o'clock with more news on this. You know, it just gives you that, like I say, that warm feeling to have done a good job is about all you get. And then you kind of fight all the red meat legislation that draws all the headlines. And so much of that very often really doesn't do anything but push a good headline. But I've been very proud of the work we've done supporting our counties and supporting our cities and supporting our citizens. And we have modernized our treasury to better serve the people of Oklahoma. We've mobilized our auditor to be able to bring her I guess it will be her again, out into our communities to make sure that our cities and our towns and our counties are doing things right and protecting tax dollars. We've been able to get them out. We've just done so many things that I think have moved this state forward, and we're providing a better service than we ever have, more effectively and more efficiently than we ever have. So I've been really proud to be a part of so many of those things. And like I say, I'm at a point now, after 8 years, I know how it works. I know what people want. I know how to get there better than I did when I walked in the door 8 years ago. So that's one of the reasons it's very important. I think it's important that I go back and continue the work we've done.
Of course, sitting here speaking with Representative Strom, and you speak about those 8 years. I don't know if it's necessarily a platform at this point in time, since you've been running for 8 years consecutively, but just what are some things you might be running on this year heading into office for those who may not know?
Really continuing the work we've done. We've started to do a lot of work on our rural water programs. You know, you've got people at the end of the pipe that just aren't getting anything. We've got rural water projects, we've got rural dam projects, we've got rural fire projects that we're working on. I have several towns that we're helping right now to get everything on track and moving to provide utilities better and water better. Those are the kind of things I continue to work on. I mentioned earlier that slate of 8 bills that really put the screws down on how the state spends money, protecting tax dollars from waste, fraud, and abuse. And it was really, it took a huge chunk out of a lot of the problems, but we planned it that way last year to let's get the mountain out of the way and do these, 20 things that will really protect tax dollars. But now we've got the sharp edges around the outside of that to go back and continue and work on. And I would say that's my biggest hope, is to return and to continue the work we've done there, because I don't think there's anybody in my district that is satisfied with the government misspending their tax dollars or wastefully spending their tax dollars. And you can go in, I say it's terrible. Someone will say, well, we're going to go in and save you money. We're going to cut an agency by 25%. Well, who do you think the people that run that agency are going to cut? It's not the people at the top. It's the people doing the work at the bottom. So they cut them, and then they outsource the program, the same work, probably for more money. When we can go into that agency and figure out what's wrong, how can we fix it? What can we do? How can we make it more effective and efficient? How can we help them provide the services that people expect out of that agency? And that's what I've worked on really 4 or 8 years. I'm just getting better at it as we go. And so I'd hate to leave office without that job complete.
Well, at the end of the day, this is a Republican primary choice between, Representative Strom, yourself, two others. But at the end of the day, whether it be Republican, Democrat, there can only be so much differentiators. But what does differentiate yourself and you think the two others? And so what is your message to voters out there to say, hey, put me back in office for 2 more years?
Well, I mean, one of the big messages I have, I do have two opponents in the Republican primary. One's from Florida. One's from the state of Washington. I know they live here, but I've been here 48 years. I've been a part of this community. My family's been a part of this community. And like I said, I don't think anybody has their thumb on the pulse of what the people of District 10 want or need more than myself. It's kind of hard when you get into campaigning, you're supposed to brag on yourself and do that. It's really hard for me to do that, but I guess when it's campaign season, it's not bragging, it's campaigning. But we have moved this district forward in an incredible manner, I think, in the services we've been able to provide. Better utilities, better water service, better police and fire, better. We've improved on our what our schools can offer here and our tech schools. That's one of the things I love to work on. I've always said that there's no reason that a kid shouldn't graduate high school without a marketable skill if they want one. So you can step out of there. That's the last year, public education. You can step out of there and go right to work somewhere, start your family, do whatever you want to do. And then if you don't like what you're doing, you've got a tech degree. You have the opportunity to make enough money that you can go get a college degree or job training to do something else. But like I say, year over year, those are the things that I've worked on and I just want to continue to work on.
Well, is there anything else? I know there's, we can go on for days, but anything else that I may have left out that you'd like to touch on at all?
No, I'm like you. We could go on all day. After it's one of those deals, you've done so much. What do you fit in? What are the important things you want to talk about? And at this point, it could be a 20,000 page novel. So, I do look forward to going back. It's not a fortune and fame thing. This is a service. I think you have to have a servant's heart to go down there and do this job. I don't know. It's one of the things I tell people is, they say, well, how do you like it? What do you do? I say, imagine if you had 40,000 bosses And they only call you when their cussing or crying, you know, but you want to work on those problems that cause that and bring that about. You want to fix those problems. And every day it really is a service to go down there and to do the job you're doing or do it right here from home. You know, we're only in session 4 months, but 12 months out of the year, I'm still a representative. My phone keeps beeping over here. We're working on a water project right now, trying to work in between the local government, the federal government, the Corps of Engineers, the county, and I think there's about 8 entities involved in that water district, and I'm right in the middle of it. But I want to see it get done. And it took someone climbing off in the middle of it and getting everybody together and saying, let's all get in agreement that this is what we need to do. Let's move forward and get it done. And that, to me, is far more satisfying than so many bills that pass at the Capitol, is to be able to know that all the people of that community have clean water with good pressure right now. That we got new tires on 6 fire trucks at that fire department that was having trouble. That we were able to get, you know, that water system opened back up, or, you know, those kind of things that have really always been so important to me, because those directly impact my neighbors. And in the state of Oklahoma, you're kind of divided, you know, I-35 kind of divides one side and the other, I-40 north and south. And, you know, we say rural versus urban. Oklahoma is not a rural state anymore. There are more people live in urban areas than rural areas. Every square inch of District 10 is rural. We don't have any towns over 50,000. I have 17 towns that are all rural towns or cities. 1,300 and some odd square miles, that every inch of it is rural. And that's my biggest fight every day down there. If you say, what are you going down there to fight for? I'm going down there to bring the resources that you send back to do what you think the government ought to be doing. And we do that. And it's important. You know, you can send someone new down there, or you can send someone down there that's the chairman of general government, that's been there 8 years, that has a position at the big table, at the budget table, that is working with those people in leadership and have worked with them for 8 years, you know, and that's in spite of what any little quabbles or squibbles that I might have with some constituent somewhere that doesn't, wouldn't you want to know that your representative is an effective representative in Oklahoma City for you? So.
Well, then finally, you know, just a couple days till early voting starts up, and then, of course, next Tuesday will be Election Day. So just a final message to voters out there, and then if people would like more information about your campaign, where can they go for that as well?
Well, I've got Judd Strom and Strom for State Representative on Facebook. You know, I think most people have my cell phone at this point. You can Google Judd Strom, and the top 10 things are going to come up with my contact information on them. The biggest thing, the message to leave, is to get out and vote. Get out on Tuesday or go early vote when the lines aren't there, because if you don't get out and vote, you're kind of just stuck with what you got. Tell a friend. It's important. If it's important to you, send 10 people a text message on Tuesday morning and say, hey, it's Election Day and we're supporting Judge Strom, you know, and trying to bring him back. Share on Facebook. Get on my Facebook and share the We Support Strom sign, and so people know that, you know, that means so much more than people trying to comb through. You know, we don't really have a local newspaper anymore, but comb through all the information. Man, talk to your mayor, because I've worked with him. Talk to your fire chief, because I've worked with him. Talk to the guy from your water department, because I've worked with him. Talk to your school superintendent, because I've worked with him. And then on Tuesday, June 16th, go to the polls and vote.
Well, Representative Strom, greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Good to be in here.